I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Sahara Force India podcast.
Welcome to the Sahara Force India podcast, taking you behind the scenes here at the Russian Grand Prix in Sochi. On this episode, we celebrate 100 races with drivers Nico Hülkenberg and Sergio Perez.
It feels a bit scary, you know, the time passes by so quickly that already this weekend I'm entering into my 100th race. All in all, I think it's been a great memory.
We meet new development driver Nikita Mazepin.
Part of the things that I have to be doing in the team is working on the simulator, attending race weekends as I do now in Sochi, learning as much as I can and helping the team out as much as I can as well.
And Otmar Szafnauer gives us his post-race analysis.
Nico's race was over after he was hit. Sergio, not quite over, but it looked pretty bleak when he had to come in with a puncture, and I think he was last. But he managed to drive a gutsy race and ended up in the points from last in the points. Was pretty good.
But first, we joined the drivers as celebrations began to mark their 100th race weekend.
The lowdown.
So we're here with the Sahara Force India drivers, Nico Hülkenberg and Sergio Perez. Both of them, it's their 100th Grand Prix weekend. But we'll start off with the easy question. Why haven't you got 100 starts, Nico?
Because twice the car went technical. The first one was 2013 in Melbourne for me at Sauber, where the tank was damaged and it didn't make it out on the grid. And the other one was 2015 in Spa, where we had a PU issue, so I didn't make the start again. So I missed those two, unfortunately.
Good knowledge, though. Sergio, can you remember the races you missed?
Yeah, I missed Monaco because of my accident in my first year. Then Montreal, due to the accident, I was not ready. And then I think Malaysia, with my second race with the team, we couldn't go to the grid because we had an engine failure.
So those are the races you missed out of the 100. What's been your most memorable race?
I think I've been lucky to have a couple of races that are quite memorable. To me, very good memories from my 100 races. It feels a bit scary, you know, the time passes by so quickly that already this weekend I'm entering into my 100th race. So I think I've had a couple of good races, obviously my podiums, others that didn't make it into the points were great races. And like everything, I also had bad races, but all in all, I think it's been great memories.
Are there any races you look back at and think, I could have won that one, I could have done better?
Probably Malaysia 2012, my first podium. I was chasing Fernando under very tricky conditions. And Aaron White, so you never know what would have happened if I didn't. And also Montreal in 2014, when I was second place, and then I had a BBW failure, which prevented me to fight for the win. I was second couple of laps from the end, and Nico Rosberg was having some issues with his car. But then in the end, I had a contact with Felipe, which didn't allow me to finish the race on a high.
And what about you, Nico? Any race in particular that stands out?
There's been many good ones. I think for me, still the one that stands out, my favorite one, is Brazil 2012. That was just a special one. At the same time, also one, you know, that I regret, because I think that day, you know, could have been a win.
But yeah, looking back at the race and the circumstances, I think, you know, still did a great job and still proud of the race and how I drove in very tricky conditions. Yeah, that was very special.
Do you have a favourite overtake in your Formula One career? You've done so many good ones.
Yeah, that's why I've it's hard to memorise them all, but there's, to be honest, I don't know. There's none that pops in straight into my head now, to be honest.
Sergio, do you have any?
I've had a couple, but one that stands out, obviously, the one from last race, the one that I did to Button around the outside on a quick corner. We were fighting for a couple of corners, and then I managed to overtake him. Shanghai, last race.
Which
time? The Western 7, the left-hander.
Uh-huh. Okay, I didn't see that.
Impressive around the outside?
Outside is always good.
It feels really good when you
do it. You go for it and then you get the corner. It felt great at the time.
On the other side of the things, what's been the most embarrassing on track thing that's happened to you?
Can't remember one. I delete them from my memory.
Do you remember any, or have none happened to you?
No, nothing really embarrassing. I mean, you know, there's sometimes things maybe look a bit unfortunate, but especially like in wet or damp conditions, you know, things are very tricky, and people that have never driven a car or F1 car, you know, don't understand how difficult it is sometimes and challenging. But nothing really that that I would feel ashamed for, or that would, you know, where I feel embarrassed.
What's the highest place you finished in the championship?
I think 8th or 9th?
9th. In 2014. What about you, Sergio?
I think last year, 9th.
Yeah. Very close, early match. What's the best celebrity you've ever met in a Formula One weekend?
Probably... It's a tough one, but I think I met once in Monaco, Angelina Jolie.
That's cool.
Yes.
Was she nice?
Yeah, it was briefly. I can't remember which year was it, but it was briefly on the grid.
And what about you, Nico?
Yeah, probably the Terminator, Arnie, on the grid in Melbourne, yeah.
And where will you be in another 100 races' time? When we sit down and talk at your 200th Grand Prix, will you be world champion by then? Will you still be in Formula One? What do you think?
Yeah, hell yeah, of course. What else?
What about you, Sergio? What do you see the next 100 Grand Prix bringing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm still very young. I think I have plenty of time ahead of me. So hopefully in 100 races, we can be talking about very similar 100 races.
And who's been your favorite teammate?
Nico, of course.
What else?
Sergio, what's your funniest moment from a race?
Yeah, I think on my first year, 2011, I was having a great race coming to the end. I think I was 7th or 8th, and I went on the radio and I was telling my team that I was running out of fuel. And at that time I was at Sauber, so Peter Sauber was quite shocked with the news and quite exhausted about it. So once I crossed the finish line, he went on the radio and told me not to do those kind of jokes anymore, you know. So it was really funny moment for the whole team.
Have you had any moments like that, Nico? Do you play tricks on the team?
There's, you know, always some, over the years, sometimes some interesting heated discussions, you know, with your engineer over the radio, and, you know, when it gets a bit heated up and under pressure, it's sometimes quite funny if you listen back at the communication.
So a new development driver for Sahara Force India this season is Nikita Mazepin. Nikita joins us now. Tell us about your role with Force India. What do you do with the team?
Well, my role is the development driver. Obviously, part of the things that I have to be doing in the team is working on the simulator, attending race weekends, as I do now in Sochi, learning as much as I can, and helping the team out as much as I can as well.
Give us a little brief history of your career so far, because you're quite new to car racing.
Yeah, well, I'm quite young. I've started racing when I was 7 years old.
in Russia in go-karts. And then due to my good results, I slowly progressed to racing in Europe in go-karts. And then by the end of the 2014, I became vice world champion in karting, which allowed me to go and get a license for car racing. So then I progressed into Formula Renault, where I've done a 1 year of racing, and now I'm racing Formula 3 with Hi-Tech GP and being a development driver for Force India.
So what are you learning being the development driver for Force India? Have you done much simulator time, for example?
I haven't done so much yet because obviously I've been quite busy racing in FIA Formula 3, but there's a lot more to come. I'm learning every day. I've been attending quite a lot of engineering meetings. And everything really is really useful to me, so I'm just trying to suck it in as much as I can.
Did Nico and Sergio help you with advice about how to run your career?
Well, obviously they're racing drivers on the weekend, so they're quite busy. We had some little chats, and all of them have been really nice to me, which I really appreciate. And yeah, I presume we'll have some more good chats, and they can advise me on how they got where they are now.
What does it feel like to be at the Russian Grand Prix as a Russian driver?
Obviously, is a big thing for me. You know, I was a kid, always looking up to drivers driving in their home Grand Prix and how special it was for them. And then 3 years ago, I became quite lucky to have a home Grand Prix as well. Before we didn't have it, so my goal is to race in F1 and to race in F1 in Sochi.
How important is what you're learning with Force India for that career to race in F1? Do you feel this is a really good opportunity when you're in all these engineering debriefs?
I mean, it's crucial. You know, I'm in this part of my career where I have to give it as much as I can. And I presume that can be the fine difference of me driving the car or not driving the car.
We're only in the early stages of the Formula 3 Championship. What are your aims for the season in that series?
I think it's quite a wide aim. I'm driving for a new team, Hi-Tech GP. Is doing its first year in Formula 3. So just as much as me, we all make mistakes and we all learn from them. The year hasn't started very easily. But already on the race weekend number 2, I felt really comfortable in the car, really comfortable with the pace. I qualified with some good positions, and I'm really looking forward to round 3 and making sure I get some good enough points to be good in the championship at the end of the year.
And what's it like working with the Force India team? Have you been impressed by the team from what you've seen?
Of course, I've been very impressed. You know, the first time I came to the factory in Silverstone, I was impressed by the facilities, the amount of people that are so motivated working and doing their best to help Nico and Sergio achieve good results when they're being on race weekends. So obviously it's the atmosphere I try and carry into my Formula 3 team, how to motivate them and do other things.
So what year are you going to be in Formula 1? What's the prediction?
I can't do predictions. You know, I'm a racing driver that just wishes to be here as soon as possible, but obviously there's people who are deciding for me, and I'm just doing my best every day.
After the race, we caught up with Otmar Szafnauer.
Down the track.
So, Otmar, the end of the Russian Grand Prix, things were made pretty difficult for you guys after just turn one.
Yeah, I think after that, Nico's race was over after he was hit a couple of times. And Sergio, not quite over, but it looked pretty bleak when he had to come in with a puncture and go to the back of the field. I think he was last. But he managed to drive a gutsy race. We had some good pace, some good overtaking, and ended up in the points. From last in the points was pretty good.
Yeah, we saw him trailing around with that puncture on that opening lap. It did seem like an impressive race from him. Where do you think you could have finished had it all gone according to plan?
Yeah, I think without the puncture, we could have been sixth. You know, if we pitted one extra time, so that's 20 seconds in itself. And also, I think the puncture slowed him down too. His first lap wasn't a normal lap time. So without all that happening, I think we could have been sixth today.
Looking ahead to Barcelona, is that a circuit you're looking forward to going to? Is it going to be good for Force India?
Yeah, it should be good. We had good pace in winter testing there, and it's also a track that we know well. I mean, everyone knows well, but more significantly, we'll have an aerodynamic upgrade in Barcelona. So if it all works as we anticipate it will, that we should take a good step.
Join us next time for another Sahara Force India podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.